This evening, we want to explore the story which has been read to us. The Lord promised the Israelites that he was going to take them to the promised land, having been in slavery for many years. They were almost there. And this time around, God told Moses, send one person from each tribe to go and scan the land. Just the same way we have environmental scanning in business. They will go there and act like spies, and they were given specific instructions to carry out. Numbers 13, verse 18 says, go into the land, see what the land is like, scan the land, come back with a report. We want to know the people there, are they weak or are they strong? Are they few or are they many? Verse 19 says, come back with the report. We want to know whether the land is good or bad, whether the city is fortified or open. Verse 20 says, check whether the land is fat or lean. And they were told to make an effort to bring fruits from the land. The children of Israel, having moved from Egypt, here they are now in the wilderness of Paran. 12 people were to go to scan the promised land and bring back the report. They went as instructed. And in verse 23, we were told that they caught a grapefruit that only one person cannot even carry that grapefruit. Two people had to carry the grapefruit. And they brought the report after 40 days. And there the problem began. 12 people were sent. And then it became a report of 10 versus 2. Let's be honest. If it were to be a church business meeting, okay? You sent 12 out, 10 came back with a report, and 2 say something else. Which one are we going to go for? Baptist answer. Oh, because you know the answer. We will want to follow with the 10. Let's hear what the spies report said. Verse 27, it said it was a land flowing with milk and honey, and they presented the fruit. That is good. But verse 28, they said, the people were strong and the cities are fortified and very large. In fact, they said, look, giants live there. And in verse 33, they qualified themselves. They said, giants live there. We were like grasshoppers. See, the people didn't call them grasshoppers. They called themselves. We were like grasshoppers. So we cannot just go near. We can't go there. and the report. Despite we have Caleb and Joshua saying, shh, we can go. The Lord has said it. We can do it. But the report of the ten sent fears into the hearts of many. The bad report brought fear into the minds of the people. They believed the report of men instead of the promises God has made to them. They forgot the various miracles they have witnessed. How God parted the Red Sea. How they walked on bare land. How God destroyed Pharaoh and his armies. They forgot that they were fed in the wilderness with manna. And that's also why I started with Psalm 103 verse 7, which says, God makes his ways known to Moses, but his acts to the children of Israel. That's a distinction. When God makes his ways known to Moses, Moses can discern how God thinks. Moses can know this is what God is going to do. This is how God is going to do it. Because of the close relationship Moses had with God. There are some few things that I want us to learn from this story. The first is, when we come to the crossroad of life and we face what can be said to be difficulties, do we remember what God has told us, the promises of God? Or we hold on to what we see physically. Whose report do we believe? Is it what we see physically? Or you hold on to God's words? He has never failed. The second that we want us to learn, who do we surround ourselves with? Are they faith-building people or fear-bringing people? Who are those that surround you? Are they the people that will build your faith? Even when it seems things are not going well, are they there to support you? Who are you accountable to? We cannot live in isolation. We need people around us. And the people that surround you can make you or break you. Are they the ones that will encourage you with the words of God, with prayers, to say, yes, we can do it. Yes, we need to move on. Yes, though we have difficulties, these difficulties are surmountable. We have a big God behind us. But the Israelites, instead of believing God, they started to murmur. You can imagine, they were slaves. They were being oppressed. And now, very close to the promised land, at the edge of their victory, they prefer those hard days to, and they prefer to go back there. They prefer to remain oppressed. What do you say to yourself? Yes, we may be in church. We may be coming to church, irrespective of whatsoever activities we have or we do in church. Do you know your God? Daniel says, they that know their God, they shall be strong, and they shall do what? Exploits. What is your relationship with God? If we go to Numbers 14, you'll see the reactions of the Israelites there. They even wanted to choose a new leader. When things get tough, do you do things just anyhow, or you go back to your maker, to your creator? Even if you do not know the answer, don't you think you need to go back to your creator? And what do you open your mouth to say? What do you open your mouth to say? Learn something from today. Never open your mouth to say negative things. Do all your best. And let the Holy Spirit begin to help you. Therefore, stop saying, I am useless. Stop saying, I am worthless. This morning we were told, you are precious before God. You are precious. You are amazing, people of God. God loves you. He gave his only begotten son because of you. And so why will you be using negative words? I'm useless. I'm worthless. I'm this and that. It negates your faith. So I would rather encourage you from today, start speaking faith-building words. Even worst come to worst, if you don't know what to say, say, it is well. When you get to that junction and you don't even know what to say, just continue to say to yourself, it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Why? Because you have a greater God behind you. He knows the beginning from the end. Now, to these people who decided to go against God, God said, for each day, you will be moving around this wilderness. And they were there for 40 years. And you know what? None except Caleb and Jacob entered into the promised land. But that wasn't God's plan for them. That wasn't God's plan for them. There are things we need to take away from here today. Check your friends. Check the people moving. Are they building you up in faith, or they are bringing fear to you? Do Do you still hold on to God's words? It's very, very strong. In fact, the scripture says there is no shadow of turning in him. He has said it, he will bring it to pass. He will never fail. God has never failed. Do you trust this, God? Do you know this God? How close are you to this God? Oh, you are the type that the scripture says, with their mouth, they seem closer to me, but with their heart, they are far away. Are you far away from God? Are you drifting apart? Or are you drifting away from God? Come back to God. Come back. He loves you. Come back to him. Trust him. Rely on him. Trust his words. And move with him. Don't be too fast for him. Because at times you say, okay, since God is very slow, I'll do it my way. God is never slow. It's your prayer that, God, I just want to walk hand in hand with you. Let's walk together. I do that whenever I'm walking my daughter to school in the morning. Just hold the hands and we walk. But whenever I just decide to leave her hand and I begin to walk in front, say, Dad, I'm struggling to cope with you. And then she will be panting. But when I hold his hand, her hands, she doesn't pant. We walk. Are you struggling? Check. Maybe because you are not holding to God's hands. Hold to God's hands. Hold him tight. Fix your eyes on him. And you will not drift away. Amen. I just want us to bow down our heads and think about what we have heard before we go to the communion table together. Are you drifting away? It's time to talk to God. Is your faith shaking? Or you are passing through the wilderness of life and you are getting reports that conflict with the words of God? And you begin to doubt. I encourage you to believe God's words this evening. Or have you perhaps in the past, maybe because of the situation you find yourself, you said some things that should not have been said? You can always come to God and ask for his mercy. He's a merciful God. He doesn't deal with us with the volume of our sins.
And I just want you to tell God, God, I need your help.
Psalm 121 says, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to stumble. Lord, I need your help. You know the particular areas you need God's help. Just talk to God. Is it regarding your health, regarding your children, whatever? Talk to God. God, I need your help. Our Lord and our God, we thank you. We pray that you forgive us our sins where we have drifted away from your plans, Lord. Where we have found our faith very shaky, and we fail to trust your word. Father, we just ask that you forgive us our sins, Lord. And where we have even said things against our leaders, Lord, we ask again that you forgive us. Almighty God, we just ask that you help us to build our faith. You help us to walk hand in hand with you. You will help us, O Lord, to trust you more, trust your word more. And our lives, O Lord, we surrender. Be in control and be in charge. We bless your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.